Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Yeah, you remind me of butterfly dogs. Waist tight with a body like gold. Hit you with the Dougie Fresh Post. Rick James, super freak, what you know about those, yeah? Why you came with it then? Don't look, don't touch, don't play with it then, yeah. You don't gotta think like that. How your man saw things, he ain't got it like that, yeah. You can ride the wave if you wanna. Spend a couple days, you can stay if you wanna. Don't spend a night with it. This a first class flight, don't fight with a nigga, yeah.
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light, go. You remind me of suicide dose. Pretty face with a body like whoa. Hit it with the lava lamp on. Catch a cab, pack a bag with your overnight clothes, yeah. You can look good for a living. Come chill for a while. What's good for a minute, yeah. I'm just trying to get a taste before I get it. Like this, like that, and like this, like that, yeah. Pretty coke, bottle frame hoes. Patty cake, anything goes. Red light, green light, go. Stop playing with it, gon' break it down real low,
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light, go.
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light.
Good morning. You are tuned in to Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and we are broadcasted from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territories here deep in the woods here from UBC's campus. If you've never tuned into the show before, thank you. And if you have tuned into the show before, and this is just what you do while you are getting up. Let's say you're making breakfast or you're taking your kids to school and you want them to be introduced to some new music, but also the things going on in Vancouver. Or maybe you're on the East Coast and you are at work and you need a break because everybody just needs a little break from work. I thank you as well. So you are in for a treat because for the next hour, you just get to like expand, your weekend conversation. You get to expand. Maybe you want to go to work and you want to talk about Kavanaugh and you have no idea what's going on. Listen, in the second half hour, I will get you up to speed just as fast as I did. This morning, we have a guest in here, and right now, no speaking, but maybe you will be privy. If you've never listened to the show before, or you have and you just want an update about, you know, how we do things here on Thursday morning, first we talk about the weather for a little bit, then we, just so you can either get jealous of how much rain we are getting here in Vancouver this fall, or be jealous of our sun. It's the fall, so I think you know which one we normally go with. But then we talked a little bit about some local news here in Vancouver because it's important for the people to know what's going on. And then we open it up to some national news. And then I just think, and then at the third part, I'd just like to tell you about some things that I think that you should or would want to know about. But first, if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I don't have anything to give away today, but, you know, sometimes it's just nice to hear from the people tuning in. If you are getting ready for work today, you can be happy knowing that there's a high of 20 today and tomorrow. Tomorrow is supposed to be sunny and 22. So if you missed out on your last Reg Beach day, tomorrow could be a, like, potential last day to, you know, get your, I don't know, for you to hang out at Reg Beach. And then Saturday through the weekend, it's supposed to be a little cooler, 15 on Sunday, 21 on Saturday, 21 and partly cloudy, but the lows get under 12. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week are all wet, with only 50% chances of precipitation. So in Vancouver, that means 100% chance of precipitation. And then next Thursday, unfortunately for you, you will be listening to a pre-recorded episode. Me, I will be in Mexico. So tune in anyways, but sorry I can't be there for you. But, you know, I'm always here for the people, and believe me, I'd much rather be here than in Mexico. Just kidding. Everybody would probably rather be in Mexico than listen to me on the radio, because, you know, that means you're probably not doing something as fun as sitting on the beach or someplace where you can't bring your phone. Well, let's just get right into some local news. If you listened before or you know the Vancouver area news cycle, you know that one of the things that we talk about here is housing, homelessness, and drugs. And with the BC elections just right around the corner, you should be getting a pretty heavy dose of what people are talking about. And, you know, those are the things that are going to come up. If you didn't know that general elections were October 20th here in BC, now you do. It's important that you get out and vote. I think that when we think about voting and how voting matters, I'm not sure how British Columbians and Canadians in general really, how much they really think about the local elections. Because I feel like even here, Donald Trump and the United States politics really dominates the news cycle. But local elections are very important. And you can tell just by the pure number of candidates here in British Columbia. So if you want a opportunity to see who is in your district or who is in districts that you should care about, maybe you have kids and you've got to take them to school, or you are a renter even here in British Columbia and a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident, and you can vote, unlike me, please do yourself and everyone else a favor and get out and vote on the 20th. Or if you need to do some research because you just don't like voting with party lines, you can go to CBC.ca, and they'll give you a rundown of all 3,321 candidates who are running for local office here in BC. But one candidate is in a little bit of hot water, it seems. So if you hadn't known, Port Moody's mayoral candidate, we talked about him a few weeks ago. He's one of the youngest mayoral candidates here in British Columbia. 28-year-old Rob Vagramov, who currently holds a seat on Port Moody City Council. He's running for mayor, and a video surfaced of him shotgunning a beer with a homeless man. He said he probably wouldn't have done it at the time, but there was a beer chugging challenge and also a random acts of kindness challenge. And so he said he decided to combine them. So he walked, if you see, watch the video, he said he walks up to a homeless man. He asked him, can he be filmed? He asked him, can he film him first? The homeless man agrees. Then he says he would, in exchange for a sandwich, he would give him a sandwich if he chugged the beer with him. And then they did it, and he gave him the sandwich, and then he just moved on. And he says that he was pretty excited to get effed up, to be honest with you, until he realized it was a random act of kindness nomination. So let's see if we can make if we can do both and make someone's day. That's what he said in the camera before he decided to check a beer with homeless man. And personally for me, like, I feel like I don't live in Port Moody, or I can't vote here in British Columbia because I am not, like, because I'm an immigrant. But if this is, I feel like this is like a generational thing. Like, it's more a, it seems like Gen, like, baby boomers probably were like, yo, let's dig up some dirt on this 28-year-old guy. And they're like, oh, yeah, him chugging beer with a homeless person, that'll get people on our side. When I really think that just makes him look just kind of like a regular guy. And with all of the terrible, terrible videos that surface online about how people treat homeless people, or just probably how the other mayoral candidates probably treat homeless people in general, I'm sure you probably could walk by them, walking by mad homeless people on the street, probably never once offered them a sandwich or a beer. And I feel like if a stranger, I would say, like, if a stranger offered me a sandwich and a beer, I feel like that would be that'd be a nice thing. I don't understand. I personally just don't see the issue with this particular video. Neither does my guest. So Rob Vagramov, if you are listening, listen, keep doing your thing. And I hope that when I read more about your politics, I'm not disappointed from my endorsement. So please do not disappoint me in the future. I will have to listen. I mean, this is on the radio, so once it goes out in the airwaves, it's a wrap. But please do me a solid. Make a random act of kindness for me and my people. Moving on. Here on UBC's campus, they are really trying to understand what they want to do when it comes to the legalization of cannabis. So if you didn't know, maybe you have been under a rock, or maybe you have been smoking a lot of weed, and you have been in a haze. You might not know that on October 17th here in Canada, marijuana is going to become federally legalized. And with federal legalization, that brings more rules. Now, there have been, like, so many informal rules to weed smoking, like, particularly here in British Columbia, that you can do it wherever you want. Like, I watched a man roll up a joint in a restaurant, and the waitress didn't even say a word to him. Now, only reason I saw him is because I smelt it first, and thought that one of those unspoken marijuana rules was that, like, if people see you smoking marijuana, then you should probably offer it. But I feel like with legalization, you know, those, that, like, communal, that communal, how do you say, feeling of, like, everybody be in it doing something illegal is going to go away, so people are going to become more selfish. But anyways, I'm here on UBC's campus. pot smoking will be allowed. And I honestly only feel like they have to say that it will be allowed to smoke here on campus because who the hell was going to listen to them if they said it wasn't allowed? Like, I feel like that is a, that was just a battle that the president, President Ono here, on here at UBC and the rest of the staff and faculty just couldn't win. So if you are a student here on UBC's campus, or if you are someone who just likes to, or if you're just someone who likes to, you know, smoke in nice places, or maybe, you know, you were thinking about using that last Wreck Beach day and on the way down to Wreck Beach you wanted to smoke, UBC's campus is the right place for you. But just because UBC's campus says that it's okay, there are 65 colleges and universities here in Canada that have not said it's okay. So you need to make sure that you are in the right place because, listen, I care and I don't want the people out there getting hemmed up for something that could have been avoidable if you just looked a little bit at the rules. When we get back from a short musical break, we are going to talk a little bit about why people are choosing their smartphones over their spouses.
My time, clock is ticking. Let's make love until the sun comes out.
On one night at the apartment, you and your girls was dancing. Me and the homies was lounging. It was a match made up in heaven. You told me that you had a man. I told you I don't give a damn. But that shit irritated me. I need that sweet love just for the remedy. But somehow still made my life turn round. The cool kids, they was the talk of the town. All your girls telling you stop playing games. Spent a night in the six and nothing was the same. Invite me back to a crib. Frank and Danny bumping out your stereo. Glass of wine for you to sip. I ain't got no plans, girl, I'm staying home.
I'm home, I'm home. You gon' get naked. I know. No time for patience. I know. You're so seducing. Blessed with all those juices. I wanna squeeze. Let me squeeze.
Girl, real good girl. Flies mama in my itty bitty world. Calling her up, she make me feel like it's a dream. Sweet thing, make me take flight. Sitting back with this thought in my head. You be walking through my mind. Oof, girl, I wanna dance. Every day is leg day for a reason. Work it out, little shawty got me fiending. Bang, bang, Cupid shot me in the heart. I'm bleeding out my lyrics, should've knew it from the start. Like groceries, put it in the cart. Got her screaming like a rumba through the city like Bart. I'm into you, you're into me. Let's be more than friends, if you agree. She was rocking that yellow, baby girl, let's get it on. Bed dropping like Jordan until the break of dawn.
I'm home. You gon' get naked. I know. No time for patience. I know. You're so seducing. Blessed with all those juices. I wanna squeeze.
want it was your love. All I ever needed was your touch. Tell me what you feeling.
Tell me
how you feel. Be
my baby.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's radio station. You are listening to Issa Arian, and you are in the middle of the mix. So we just talked a little bit about some of what you should know about the BC mayoral candidates, but also just about BC politics in general. And this is not political, but it matters. Like, think about the amount of time that you spend using your cell phone, you know, and everything that it does. I had to think about this personally, deeply, a few weeks ago when my cell phone was stolen. I'm still convinced that it was stolen, but it was never returned. And so for a week, I went without a phone, and it was, at first it's like very difficult, but after it gets like very, very easy, because you just feel like it's just a little disconnect, and you just feel like I just need a little bit of space. And BC Hydro, in doing some research, they're doing some research about the ways that people are using energy now. And one of the things that they basically, I don't think that they had to figure it out. I feel like this one of the things that they've uncovered is really just the amount of small electronic devices that, you know, draws power from the grid. And so this is obviously a huge difference from the 90s to now, with cell phones really being the bulk of what gets charged, and, you know, and really what's it called, takes energy from the power grid. BC Hydro found out that more than 3/4 of British Columbians own a smartphone, which I think is pretty low, because obviously more than 3/4 of British Columbians own a smartphone. Like, when's the last time you saw someone with a cell phone that wasn't a smartphone? I even thought about buying a flip phone, but it's really just not practical, and it's not as cheap as you would think. And some carriers won't even allow you to use it. So, like, when was the last time you saw it? I think that's a super stat. But one of the interesting things is that is people spend an average of 4.6 hours a day on their phone. Now, when you think about that, that is a lot of freaking time. And I'm sure when they think about the 4.6 hours on your phone, they're not thinking about screen time. I'm sure they're probably thinking about, I'm sure that probably includes podcasts or music or something. But just imagine, like, if you were spending 4.6 hours doing anything else, you might be good at something. But alas, neither am I. So, and I probably am on the upper. However, we talk about needing a break from your cell phone. Some people in a survey have decided that they would much rather take a break from their spouse, their wife, husband, partner, companion, than they would from their cell phone. People even talked about, there's a few questions that were given to more than 400 people who are BC Hydro customers. And they basically asked, for 24 hours, which one would you give up, your spouse or your smartphone? And 25% of the people said they would give up their spouse. Heating on a cold winter day. 33% of people would rather be cold than give up their smartphone. And 20% people said that they would give up a day's wage to have their cell phone. Now, that is crazy when you think about it. Like, people would rather give up one day of pay than just do something else with those 4.6 hours. Now, this will be interesting. Like, as we get to, like, a more integrated, like, future where, because it's really hard to, I feel like it would have been really hard to predict, in the 80s when cell phones were invented, that they would have this type of hold on us. Like, when you used to think about the phone, was a utility. Like, when you pay your home phone bill, your home phone is a utility. It's not, it's like a tool to be used so that you can, so that you would be able to contact, you know, relatives or order pizza or Chinese food. You know, it wasn't like such a major factor in your life, besides the fact that if you needed, someone expected you to call, or you were expected to call someone, or you were expecting a call, you would have to sit and wait by the phone until it rang. And if you heard the beep, you had to, like, beep, beep, and click over. Or maybe you had to use it for your computer. But, like, now cell phones are so pervasive that I really feel as if I just am anticipating for, like, the evolution of this disruption in my life. So, you know, I personally am not an Alexa or a Google Home type of person, but I feel like eventually it'll be weird if you don't have one of those things. Like, you know, now it's weird if you come across someone with a cell phone. Not weird, but it's like, yo, I don't really know how you get along. And I realized that after people, like, I don't want to say, like, harassed me, but they were like, definitely questioned me hard about why I don't have a cell phone and when am I getting another one. And when I was very disinterested in getting another one, it seemed to weird people out, like, as if I was trying to, like, run away from something. I don't know. But I think when we think about these homes and these Google Homes and those other devices that are beginning to take more of an energy draw from BC Hydro's grid, they're seeing that more and more people are having these in their houses, and I feel that eventually it will be weird if you don't have one. And we heard about a few months ago, we talked a little bit about that Alexa that recorded that couple's conversation and then sent it to one of their work colleagues, I believe. Now, just imagine how many of those mishaps are going to continue to happen, especially when everybody has one of those. And those devices start speaking to each other without you involved. This Alexa telling your neighbor's Alexa what's going on in your house, all of your drama and your gossip. And then eventually it's going to come out. Plus, like, how many more devices and stuff do we need? But anyways, I just think it's interesting that people are so attached to their cell phone that they would give it up for, I mean, they would give it up for a day's pay. Now, I don't even like money that much, but I like food. And so I feel like when I think about, you know, would I give up a day's worth of meals or 2 days worth of meals, 3 days? I don't know how much one day of work can turns into meals, but I couldn't give that up for a phone. I just never in my life. So I can't show you this article because it doesn't exist. But yesterday I saw a gif of a seal slapping a man with a octopus. And honestly, if you listen to the show before, if you listen to the show frequently, you know that animals coming back and attacking human beings is probably one of my most favorite things. I feel that animals eventually are going to take their earth back. It's only a matter of time before humans do something that causes us to all disappear. And the animals are more resilient, because I don't know if you've ever seen an animal baby, or like if you think about like a antelope baby. You know, when the antelope comes out, guess what it can do? It can run away. You give it like a week, it's outrunning lions. A human baby. Like, imagine if we didn't have hospitals and all of that knowledge that like the regular people have lost about having babies and, you know, providing for themselves. We would be in terrible, terrible shape, even if just the electricity went out for a few weeks. I mean, we've seen what has happened to places that are hit, you know, ravaged by natural disasters. Now, just imagine if just knowing that it's never going to come back. But anyways, the seals slapped a man on a kayak with a octopus, and I saw a joke said he got sucker punched, and I wish I had thought of that myself. But I didn't. But I still stole it, and I'm not going to give that person credit. But when we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about some of the hearings that are happening today in the United States. Because when you walk around British Columbia and Canada in general, and you see posters about sexual consent, listen, it starts from everybody, and when you talk about the highest court in the land, I think that it's supremely important to discuss.
I'm not trying to be a homie.
You're back with All the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. And we're playing so much CanCon here. That was just Halo with Lonely. And before that, we had Cut Corners with The Finest, a Potato Head People remix. And then before that, we had Lou Phelps, who will be having a show tomorrow night at Fortune, if you want to check him out. Denzel Curry had a show last night here at Fortune. We are getting like a lot of the new school rappers here in Vancouver, and it's honestly nice to see that people make a stop here, because I feel like the Vancouver has a lot to offer the art scene. However, getting to the real important shit. So yesterday we saw one of the, I don't want to say, like, I would say, like, this person was on the Mount Rushmore of, I would say, black people, but definitely black comedians, be sentenced to 3 to 10 years in jail for his rapes and sexual assaults on women. And this is a time, I feel, like 2018, a time where the conversation we hoped to have seen shift, like, in a major way, you know, with the advent of the Women's March. So this is, so next year will be the third year of the Women's March, and more women feeling comfortable coming forward, talking about the things that they've been holding inside and been dealing with for decades, you know, and then culminating in the sentencing of Bill Cosby. You know, we thought, or we would like to think, that the work is done, and we don't. We know that the work isn't done. We see, if you walk around anywhere in Canada here, anywhere in Canada, or particularly BC, you'll see signs everywhere that talks about sexual assault. Now, we have talked about those signs here on the show before, particularly the one here in the bathroom at the station here at UBC Student Center. It says, hanging out isn't the same as making out. Now, I understand what they're trying, the message that they're trying to get across. I still think that they could do better, you know, just saying, you know. I think that before we get into talking about, you know, the dealings, particularly of the Supreme Court justice nominee and the people who are supporting him, one of the things is that, like, it can't be on just women to talk about their own experiences. One, because we as a society don't believe women in the first place. And two, women have been complaining for decades and centuries about mistreatment. And we have shown that that's not really what gets people to stop. I think that these advertisements, particularly when they're on student, when they're on campuses, need to be directed at men, to police other men, particularly their friends. Like, I feel I've had this conversation about other things, about sexual assault, about racism, about sexism, about just really any ism. Is that for people to behaviors to change, they have to hear it from someone. Not just someone who they'll listen to the most. And so when talking about sexual assault and trying to understand or get people to really think about their actions, it comes from guys like me and guys like my friends who are policing each other about, like, the creepy shit, or the little things that they've done. Like, so the advertisement should say, like, yo, she's not into you, leave her the fuck alone, you know? Or say like, hey, you don't have to, she doesn't owe you a smile, or, you know, like things like that where you have to, where it should be directed at men talking to other men. But what we're seeing here in the United States politics is that these sexual assaults are being politicized in the worst way. Like, if you haven't known, Brett Kavanaugh, he is a individual who was nominated by Donald Trump to be the next Supreme Court justice. And a few weeks ago, it surfaced that he had, when he was 17, he sexually assaulted and attempted to rape this woman at a party when he was in high school. Now, subsequently, since then, there's been defenders of Kavanaugh and people who are supporting this woman who is a doctor. Now, I don't really feel like that a woman needs to be a doctor to be believed, but like, it's not as if this woman is coming out of, it's a con artist, like President Donald Trump called her yesterday. She's just speaking from her experiences and things and talking about what happened to her on that night, you know, a few decades ago. Now, it's just, it's really weird just what we've seen afterwards, like Kavanaugh bringing out, what is it, calendars from 1982. Now, one, what type of person keeps a calendar? What, like, what type of psychopath keeps a calendar from 30 plus years ago? That's just not the type of person I want as a Supreme Court justice. There's so many things about this dude that make, that say no. Like, and the GOP and Donald Trump could just say, you know what, we could just get another guy. It's not like Kavanaugh is the only Supreme Court nominee that could possibly take that seat. There's other qualified candidates. There's so many people who could be Supreme Court justice. Now, I don't think that it's unfair for me to say I don't want my Supreme Court justice ever accused of attempted rape. Now, I don't feel like that is a like hard ask, or it should be. And I don't feel like, I don't want to, like, I mean, I don't want to live in a place, I don't live in a place that is the case. Like, that's one of the reasons. Like, it just seems like every day it seems it can get worse and worse, the people who are defending this type of behavior are sending a message not only to like young people, but to particularly to young dudes. We always talk about these things, like in the idea that men have somehow like more to lose, and that is taken to account, that like what they have to lose is always taken into account when it comes to how we treat sexual assault and how we treat men as the aggressors in sexual assaults. They showed up when we were talking about that Stanford guy who was a swimmer. I can't remember his name. You know, where they, I think he's out of jail. He was only spent like 3 months in jail with it because they talked about like potentially the potential of his life would be ruined, you know, and we talk about it all of the time. That shit needs to stop. Like, this guy can't be the Supreme Court justice. It should just be that simple. He is from Bethesda, Maryland. Now, I'm very familiar with Bethesda because I grew up right down the street. And one of the things that he said a few weeks ago, this was before the sexual assault came out, he talked about how he grew up in an area that was so riddled with crime, like gun crime. And I'll tell you one thing about Bethesda, Maryland, is that Bethesda, Maryland has not experienced ever a crime wave, except I do know one person, well, four people who committed a crime with a deadly weapon, what was perceived at the time. But those were four rich kids from Walt Whitman, and their punishment, they got sent to my school. So this guy is not from the place. He's obviously a liar. And anybody who keeps calendars from 30 years ago to say that, like, I feel like a calendar from 30 years ago, you'd only keep that if you thought maybe one day someone's going to accuse me of rape and I need to an alibi. But if you think you need an alibi 30 years later, then you probably did what the woman said. And you just can't be a Supreme Court justice. I feel like it's just that simple. Not only should you not be the Supreme Court justice, but you probably should be prosecuted if that's what it would, if that's what the woman wanted. But I think this goes into like this larger conversation that we've continued to have like over the past, I don't know when the Me Too campaign started, but it seems like it's been definitely been over 2 years where we've been talking about sexual assaults, like, and taking them more seriously. But this seems like a step back in the idea that, or at least in the perceived idea that we have moved forward. Like, if you don't know, I work at a bar on the weekends, and so I see these things all of the time. You know, guys walking by and grabbing girls' butts, or just like so much little gross things like that. And like, I find it, I feel like it's my duty, particularly there, to just be like, yo, that is not okay. Particularly if a woman comes up to me and comes up to me, and it's like not even a question to ask. Like, I don't think we should. It's no investigation that's going to happen there. It's like, yo, you got to get out. Like, this is not the place for that. And when, say, my guest says that it's like when women come forward, people don't believe them. And then when women don't come forward, people don't believe them. So it's always on the women to prove, to not like to be like the detective and also come with the proof and also like be able to withstand like the barrage of like people questioning her humanity and her sanity, where some, you know, unfortunately just find it easier to just not say anything. And I feel like that when we start to take these seriously, start to take these things more seriously, you know, that's part of what also is going to need to change, is that we just need to start believing women when they tell us these things. When we get back, we are going to go into some things that you should know for the weekend. But we should also think about everything we just talked about.
Membership, no money on me. Dirty ass dummy, I just really wanna change. Losey and a losey one on me. Promise I'ma take a break and never suffer how long. Turn the deaf ear to my telly. Trying to find my crutch, I wanna walk without a limp. I can feel the nervous in my belly. Pop to the fear, but every butterfly's a pimp. I know. Opposite of Jason, when I'm not ready for shit,
I can never put me in me bed no more. No. Fatigue, I bet he's in it. Steady questioning ability, Geronimo up into mad. Instability is too beyond bestowing bad. Can't get away from nothing more than I can add. How can anyone provide if any never add? Or if nobody know what's on the way now? Aim, shame, and my name when my sight stray now. And if I never knew my everyday now, must have been the version of me that can never do it. Dropping on boards in a bag, trying to tell me what I need, but when I do, I lie. Dreaming every day about the day that I fly. If I become him again before I die, I'ma tell my ways fade away and find a way to vanish. Sidestepping the desolate, you hooking like the title. Looking like the crown is fucking tooken like the title. I don't wanna be what you are, eh? Quick mover, never moving too far, eh? In your ways till your day's foobar, eh? Hope I never knew could ever be, that never got to where I shoulda, woulda, coulda, what's changed? Scalloping my shit, no money on me. Dirty ass dummy, I just really wanna change. Losey and a losey, one on me. Promise I'ma take a break and never suffer out along. Turn the dead fear to my telly. Trying to find my crutch, I wanna walk without a limp. I can feel the nervous in my belly. Puppet to the fear, but every. Scalloping my shit, no money on me. Dirty ass dummy, I just really wanna change. Losey and a losey, one on me. Promise I'ma take a break and never suffer out along. Turn the dead fear to my telly. Trying to find my crutch, I wanna walk without a limp. I can feel the nervous in my belly. Puppet to the fear, but every butterfly's a pimp. I know. Oh, oh.
Back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. And my guest said, I think one thing important to add is that, like, we talk about these things, sexual assaults and men's aggressive nature, but we don't talk about, like, when is the right time to... like come forward with your sexual assault. And like, there's never, it's never like a right time when it's never seen as like a, this is a good time, you know, for the woman, but women shouldn't have to feel like there's like a timetable on like them coming forward. One, because we see just how difficult, I mean, we've seen like Larry Nassar from Michigan State and the United States Gymnastics, or Ohio State with the wrestlers, and the things that those guys were dealing with. Like, it's always inconvenient for the victims. It was what it seems like. And I don't want to move on, but in Detroit, a police officer was just fired over him writing on his Snapchat, "Another night to wrangle up these zoo animals," that he took a picture on a Snapchat from his squad car and like a selfie and wrote that. And I just don't understand. It's so easy to just be racist in private. Like, why do people have to be racist on social media? Like, I don't understand. Like, particularly a police officer. Like, it's 2018. I feel like that should be rather expected. If you're a cop, that one of your Snapchat friends, probably this guy, looks like he just looks like a jerk, and he looks like a racist cop. Like, you know, somebody was gonna screenshot that, you idiot. I'm glad he got fired. I'm glad that the Detroit, they're not putting up with that shit. Before we go, one of the things, so they always talk about how millennials are killing everything. And this article on CNN talks about how millennials are killing divorce. It says that millennials are better at staying married than previous generations, probably because millennials don't just get married to the first person who they've had sex with after the age of 21. I feel like, at least not on the coast in Ohio, they still do that. But I feel like people are just waiting longer until they actually find someone that they want to marry. So it says that that is correct, that adults under the age of 45 are waiting longer to get married and not succumbing to societal pressures to and holding off on marriage until they actually feel comfortable and stable and as if they're with the person who they want to be with long term. And this has helped divorce rates. Now, I don't know how in real life, I don't know how well this works out because I've got a lot of friends who got married and I got a lot of friends who are no longer married. So while these statistics might say one thing, my real life is telling me otherwise. But thank you for tuning in for the last hour. You have been great people. I will be speaking to you 2 weeks from now because while you are enjoying driving to work or maybe riding a bus on a rainy Vancouver Thursday next week, I will be sitting on a rainy beach in Mexico because trying to avoid a tropical storm, but also not giving a shit. Thank you.